I really like what his character says about how, in the end, like, you have to... What does he say about emotions they've always got?
Yeah.
So what is that line? Do you remember in particular?
No, I don't really. I don't know, something about, you know, I don't remember.
Yeah. But it was something along those lines, and I don't know, maybe it was like, Michael Caine realized that he had to live according to his human relationships.
Yeah.
Even if he's lost one of them.
Yeah.
Because that ultimately gives his life more meaning than ruminating on the past. Or like, he has to embrace his work, because that's something that means something to him, rather than... I think it's interesting the film displayed an anxiety about being set in Switzerland. Or was it Austria? Was it Switzerland?
Switzerland.
Yeah. Like the fact that they have to bring Hitler into it is kind of like reveals a sort of, you know, this is a landscape that you can't just accept as what it is. You can't accept its beauty. It's always been tarnished by European history.
Oh, I never really thought of that way. That's really, really interesting. Yeah, so it's sort of this like weird sort of like World War II joke about the neutral but not really neutral nature of Switzerland. And yeah. And it's like complicity by inaction to like Hitler and
Germany. Yeah, that goes back to one of the film's running lines about Michael Caine saying, well, you know, I'm here because of my apathy. Everyone's telling me I'm apathetic. You know?
I didn't see that. Apathy in Switzerland is a really interesting connection.
I know. So I think maybe one of the greatest crimes the film's saying is living your life with apathy.
Yeah.
Like, because that's... it's still a choice. You're still making a choice. That choice affects others.
Yeah.
And if you live without care and without meaning...
Yeah.
You know, clearly he had been doing that for a lot of his life, especially in his relationship with Michael Caine, his relationship to his children.
Or
to
whether,
his daughter.
Like, apathy to... the external parts of your life, maybe that's the only way to create art. I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, what about Harvey Keitel's character? Like, he was clearly a great... We don't see any of his art. And we assume that he's a great artist.
Yeah.
And he feels things.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Maybe so much so that he doesn't have the strength to pull through.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's more...